It's the Rick Jensen Show.
So we might as well do it now. Pull off the Band-Aid. Eat our peas.
On 1150 AM WDEL.
Hey, big shout out to Claymont. Okay, medium-sized shout-out. Here, Jim. It's Jim Edwards, our technical director. You got your microphone on? There we go. Now I can... All right, a second. Let's get Ray Buck on from... I just call it DDV. Digital. There's a video guys up there on Route 202. Delaware Digital Video and Stuff. Is that close enough there, Ray?
You got it. The Delaware Digital Video Factory.
Yeah, it's stuff. It's terrible.
DDV app.
Yeah. A little applause from you, too. We'll just throw it all in there, okay? Nicely done. All right. So we had a great time at the Claymont Christmas Parade, and I wanted to get Ray on because actually it's important that you know where his store is and you know the name of the store. They have free DVDs of last year's Claymont Christmas Parade. And I guess you'll have some from this year's too, right?
Yeah, probably later in the new year after we get through the Christmas rush here. But you can also go to online. You can check out ClaymontChristmasParade.com.
Oh, that's where you want them to go, ClaymontChristmasParade.com?
Yep, and you can also stop by the store. We got plenty of DVDs from last year's event, too, so we have copies of those for you, too, here at the store.
How many? How many?
I just made another 50 or so this morning, so we gave out about 400 or 500 during the parade on Saturday. So
that's pretty generous of you.
Yeah, we like doing it. It's a great event. We've been doing it since 2004. And, you know, we have a lot of fun doing it. I mean, everybody likes the parade, so.
Well, they do. And then more people need to stay after the parade, too, and come on out to the church and watch the decorating of the weed. I mean, it's kind of
like the weed.
It's exactly. It's funny. It's goofy. And even our sheriff made a joke about that. He said, back when I was actually a police officer, we used to take a report of a weed a little bit differently. That was pretty funny. Got a few chuckles out there, and that was nice. And I was really impressed with the fact that the blessing of the weed. You would hear something like that, you'd think, "Oh man, this is just goofiness."
Yeah. Well, don't try Googling Christmas weed, and that's one reason I set up the website.
Oh, is that right?
So, if you Google Christmas weed, you don't get the Claymont Parade.
No,
yeah. You can change that.
Get something completely different. No, I mean. The priest who did the blessing of the weed actually did it in a very serious, memorable way.
It was nice.
It was good. And I said, you know, I couldn't think of anybody else in the world who could make the blessing of the weed anything but silly. And he managed to make it ever so meaningful and memorable. I thought it was terrific. There were some somber moments as well. The widow of Lieutenant Joe Zerba came up there and placed an ornament on the Claymont weed. That was pretty significant. And then three other family members did as well. So there was a somber moment as well. And I thought it was really, really meaningful. And the family felt it was really meaningful as well that they invited the family to be that a part of this thing that way. Because usually it's just a fun, upbeat kind of thing they do. But this it had a tone of some somberness with that as well.
No, that was good. And it was nice having you there, too, as MC. That's something we haven't had in previous years.
Yeah, I've been doing the parade for like 10 or 11 years.
We always see you driving in it, but we never hear from you.
Well, that was the joke. I never hear from you. Yeah, well, I just, you know, bye, everybody. I hit Wendy's and I'm off back to the radio station. I'm willing to do whatever you guys want. I even reminded people, you know, years ago, before you had 250 units in this parade, and it's become huge, you get a couple thousand people lining up the streets, if not more, waving, you know, and shouting Merry Christmas and the whole bit. It was, you know, this Claymont, you know, and people going, yeah, that's nice. You'll never be able to revitalize Claymont. Yeah, no one really cares. And they did it. And it was four police officers, a middle school marching band, and me.
Oh, I believe it. I mean, and it's really nice to see. I mean, I was at Brandywine when they closed Claymont High School in the early 90s, and we could see what was going on. I was in the marching band. We were happy to have their seven marching band members that were left at Claymont High School.
Yeah.
And they were happy to be at Brandywine, and I made a lot of new friends. And, you know, it's good to see that Claymont is, you know, coming back.
Mount Pleasant High School was, I think, one of the first high school bands to say, yeah, you know what, we're going to do this for you. We're going to be in the parade. We'll march into that. And now, I don't know how many marching bands there are. I mean, there's
there were at least, I would say, six or seven
of them. Yeah,
you know, from I'm the guy that gets to watch it several times afterwards too, as I'm editing down the video.
Yeah, exactly. You know what I would like? You know what I'd like to see? This is a little bit off topic here, but we're talking about marching bands. Brandywine High School has always been very well known for having an excellent band program and a great marching band.
Yeah. I was there in 91 when we won first place on the Atlantic Coast at
DCC. Yeah. Brian Drumbore came into Mount Pleasant High School a few years ago and has really turned that program around. Now, I've talked to parents who say that they're thrilled to have their kids over there at Mount Pleasant in band. And Mount Pleasant is not always the kind of high school that people say, oh, I'm thrilled to have my kid there.
It
can get kind of rough over there sometimes.
Well, they've had some shootings and everything there in recent years, so.
But I've talked to parents, and they talk about, well, when would you like to have your kid over to Brandywine School? No, why not? Well, this is a great program for band and for kids who want to learn and study and perform music. So I think they've done something.
Concord has a pretty good program now, too.
Do they?
Yeah. Concord and Mount seem to be the place for kids and band to go now. Brandywine, you know, got a small group now.
Really?
It's not what, you know, the 100 kids that we had back in the early 90s. It's down to about 20 or so.
I think that's just great for Mount Pleasant. I really do. And so it was a good event. How many units do we have? It seemed to be like 200, like 150 or something like that to me.
Probably. I didn't count. Dee could probably tell you. And they do a great job organizing things. I mean, my hat's off to them. I'm the president of my civic association. You know, we have trouble just organizing an Easter egg hunt. I can't imagine shutting down a major road, you know, and getting hundreds of people to come out and thousands of spectators to come out. I mean, and that's another reason why I like doing it. I mean, my hat's off to them. I mean, it's just, they do a great job getting people out, and it's just a big thing. And, you know,
I think they did a wonderful job. I know there, and I'm going to say this out loud, but I know there are a couple of people who thought that, you know, the presentations didn't go as smoothly because that happens. But that happens at some of these things. So, you know, as the MC, you just got to kind of roll with it, have a little fun, and, you know, try to keep it going and have a sense of humor about it. It's, you know, actually, it was, I thought it was really well done. It was a lot of fun, and people chuckled. If people are chuckling and they're hanging around and they're not leaving and drifting off, then you know you have a good program going. You just, you know, want to keep it as short as possible so that they don't get bored.
You know, years past, it's gotten a little long-winded at some point, but yeah, it was good, and the weather was great this year too, and I think that helps because people
don't really
like standing out in the cold.
Digital, it's Delaware Digital Video Factory, DDVF.
Yeah, but right on the corner of Concord Pike and Murphy Road, across from AstraZeneca.
No, it's not. It's not. It's on 202 and Powder Mill Road.
Well, yeah, Powder Mill Road on the other side.
So, I'm kidding you. You said Murphy and Concord Pike.
Murphy Road's our big road coming on the side. So.
That's right. But it's also Powder Mill and 202.
Yep. And, we see a lot of folks from AstraZeneca and the Children's Hospital. We've got a lot of out-of-towners coming in to visit the hospital, which is, you know, a great resource for us here.
No, just big sign says DDVF, and they'll duplicate your videos, see, you know, all that kind of stuff. So how long you guys
been? All your old movies and everything on DVD, so.
How long you guys been there?
It's been 8 years now. We've been in business. My father-in-law, Hank Black, actually started the business 20-something years ago. Of course, it's changed over the years as technology changed, and we opened up with his son, Scott, here in 2003, and it's been nonstop busy.
Well, wait a second. I gotta ask you this, Ray. 8 years, so that means you started business just before the recession hit.
Yes. And we've actually we've stayed busy throughout the recession. And
How have you been doing that?
Well, we've got, I guess we have a product that you can't really get too many other places. It's something that needs to be done. I mean, people's tastes are going bad. You want to get them transferred. And we have a lot of customers. They tell us, you know, I'm not taking the kids to Disney World this year. We'll wait till next year. I'm going to spend a few hundred dollars getting their tapes done so I can remember what my kids look like, you know, 30 years from now. And, you know, we keep busy. And we do a good service. And we don't do much advertising. We got people driving by, but it's real word of mouth.
What was the format that was in the cameras where you have a little tape that chunks right inside the cameras, like nine?
So there were 8mm tapes. There were VHS-C tapes. There were a lot of different tapes.
Yeah, the same size as VHS-C. Was that the 8mm little ones? Yeah. I mean, you had to. You could only play that through the camera. So if you wanted to see it on TV, you had to hook up the cords.
Right.
To the, I have an old one, and it's
everyone's cameras are going bad. We actually have a stockpile here of cameras because you can't buy them anymore, and that's the problem. The technology has changed so much now that you go to the store, and I don't even know if you can buy a camera now that takes tapes. They're all hard drives. They're all chips.
Yeah.
It's pretty confusing. And we've shifted gears a little bit, too. We still do a lot of the old tapes and old Super 8 films and 16mm films, but now we're getting into the digital thing where people are bringing us SD cards and their hard drive cameras. So we'll leave their hard drive camera with us overnight. We'll copy all the files off and make DVDs for them. So it's something that, you know, it's gotten a whole lot more confusing. It's a whole lot easier 5 years ago when you just had VHS tapes and, you know,
yeah, I know.
Tapes.
Yeah. Hey, I know some older folks who still have VHS players and tapes, and I'm thinking,
oh sure,
you better get that transferred because it's like it'll last forever.
We still occasionally do the old VHS copy for grandma. You know, people
exactly.
get all their films done to DVD, and like, can you make a VHS tape for my mother? And yeah, sure, we'll do it. You know, because she's 80 and she doesn't want to look at a DVD. We'll still put it on tape for you.
Hey, I still have a VHS tape of Shark Week. When, back in the night, what? Back in the early 90s, remember Shark Week on TV?
Yeah.
And they have all the shark documentaries and everything? Shut up. I love that. It was awesome. Sharks. All right. Anyway, Delaware Digital Video Factory there at 202 and 141 Murphy Road in Concord Pike. You can get a free DVD of last year's Claymont Christmas Parade. And sometime in January, they'll have free copies of the Claymont Christmas Parade from this year as well. So in January, after the New Year's, go ahead and give them a call and see if they have them in yet. It's great that you guys do that. Ray Buckton, good talking to you, man.
Yep, good to talk to you.
Take care.
Talk to you soon. Take care. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. It's 478-WDEL, 478-9335.